Hundreds of South Koreans are in mandatory isolation to contain an outbreak of MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. It's the biggest MERS outbreak outside the Middle East. As NPR's Elise Hu reports, public fears are fueling skyrocketing sales for at least one industry.
Seoul seems to have a theme street for everything. On Pharmacy Street, you'll find endless stalls of colorful ways to cover your mouth. Face masks with cat characters.
Oh, that's cute.
Or
pink and purple floral.
Or the standard white surgical mask, all often used to guard against the city's air pollution. But these days, masking up is about preventing the spread of disease.
제 이름은 이상민이고요.
Lee Sang-min is a spokesman for Auction, Korea's oldest online marketplace and a subsidiary of eBay. He says in the last week alone, sales of surgical masks soared 700%.
A 700% increase can be seen as a very big increase. In South Korea, when issues like this break out, you see the first reaction in online malls.
That issue is the fast spread of the MERS virus, a potentially fatal respiratory illness. Since the first Korean patient brought it from Saudi Arabia 2 weeks ago, health officials have confirmed 24 more cases and 2 deaths. So now, baby sanitation products, hand sanitizers, and of course, the face masks are flying off shelves. But does donning a mask actually do anything?
The evidence is really fairly controversial about it. Some studies have shown there may be some protection by wearing face masks, and others have shown there really isn't at all.
Carol McClay is an infectious disease consultant at the University of Kentucky.
There is some limited evidence out there that surgical masks can be effective at preventing the transmission of various diseases such as influenza. Now, MERS, you know, is really another beast because it can be transmitted by very, very small particles. However, you know, I always go on the policy of better safe than sorry.
Seems like South Koreans are playing by that policy, too. Online retailers say they expect face masks to stay in high demand until the MERS spread can be contained. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.